Today we're building a Bassline Theory Jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take one bass idea and make it evolve into a proper DNB moment that feels live, not looped. If you've ever had a drop that felt solid for a few bars and then kind of flattened out, this lesson is for you. In jungle and drum and bass, the magic is often in contrast. You want the listener to lock into a groove, then feel the energy shift underneath them. That shift is the switch up. So we're going to start with a clean, simple bass phrase, then turn it into something more rhythmic, more urgent, and more arrangement friendly. We'll keep the sub tight, add a mid-bass layer for attitude, and use arrangement, automation, and drum edits to make the change feel intentional. First, set your project tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a great beginner-friendly DNB zone. Then create three tracks, one for drums, one for sub bass, and one for atmosphere or effects. If you want to keep things super clear, you can even label them right away. That little bit of organization helps a lot once you start arranging. Start with the drums. You don't need anything fancy yet. Put your kick and snare in a basic drum and bass pattern, with a snare landing on 2 and 4, and use a light break or top loop to give the groove some movement. The important thing here is not to overcomplicate the beat. Let the rhythm breathe so the bass has room to speak. Now we build the bass foundation. Load operator onto your bass track and initialize it to a simple sine wave patch. For jungle and DNB, the clean sub is your anchor. You want it solid, controlled, and mostly mono. Keep the notes in a sensible low range, depending on the key of your track, and start with just 2 to 4 notes. Seriously, less is more here. If the low end is too busy, the whole thing loses punch. A good beginner move is to use root notes and fifths. That gives you enough musical movement without making the bass line too clever too soon. Keep the note lengths fairly short, but not so short that the low end disappears. You want the sub to hit, not vanish. Think tight and punchy, not long and drony. Once that sub is working, add a mid-bass layer. You can duplicate the track or create a second MIDI track. Use wave-eatable, analog, or even another operator layer if you want a simple approach. For a classic jungle-style feel, a slightly detuned saw-based sound works really well. Keep the detune subtle, add a filter, and then put saturator after it to bring out some grit and weight. This is a key teaching point. The sub should support, and the mid should talk. The mid-bass is where you can introduce character, movement, and that slightly rough, tense DNB energy. But high-pass the mid layer so it stays out of the sub range. Usually somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz is a good place to start. The point is to keep the low end clean and let the upper bass do the expressive work. Now let's write the first bass phrase as a roller. A roller is all about groove and repetition. It should feel locked in with the drums, not fighting them. Try placing notes on offbeats or just after the snare so the rhythm has that forward push. Keep the phrase simple across the first 4 bars. For example, you might play the root on bar 1, then repeat the pattern with a tiny change in bar 2, maybe swap the last note to the 5th, then add a small extra hit in bar 3, and leave a little more space in bar 4. That last part matters a lot. The switch up will feel way stronger if the first phrase isn't already doing too much. In arrangement terms, you're giving the listener a pattern to recognize. Then, when it changes, the change has meaning. Now we create the jungle switch up. This is where a lot of beginners think they need a completely new sound, but usually the real trick is rhythm and phrasing. Duplicate your first 4 bars into bars 5 through 8, then start making smart edits. Shift a note slightly earlier or later. Shorten a long note into 2 quick notes. Add an octave jump for a burst of energy. Remove one hit so the phrase breathes before slamming back in. A really effective beginner formula is this. Keep the root note at a higher note near the end of the bar, and answer the drum groove with a quick call and response phrase. That bass talking back to the drums feeling is pure jungle DNA. It sounds musical, but it also sounds dangerous in the best way. At this point, add automation to help the switch up feel like a transformation. Use arrangement view and draw in some movement on the mid-bass filter cutoff. You can open it slightly into the switch, then close it again if you want tension. You can also increase saturator drive a little for more aggression during the more intense bars. Small moves go a long way here. You do not need huge automation to make the section feel alive. One of the biggest beginner mistakes is automating the sub too much. Keep the sub dependable. Let the mids do the exciting stuff. That's a great DNB mix philosophy in general. Clean foundation. Expressive top layer. Now support the switch with drum edits. If the bass suddenly changes but the drums stay exactly the same, the moment can feel weaker than it should. Add a short snare fill, a break edit, an extra hat pattern, or a quick kick pickup near the end of the phrase. Even a tiny fill can make the whole switch-up land harder. If you want to get more authentic, use simpler to chop a breakbeat and rearrange a couple of hits. That can instantly give you more of that classic jungle energy. Then add a little transition effects, a reversed crash, a short noise sweep, a reverb tail on the last bass note, or a brief delay repeat can make the switch feel deliberate. The important thing is to keep it subtle. In DNB, the groove should still be front and center. Effects are there to frame the moment, not steal the show. Now zoom out and think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. A good switch-up usually lands on a musical boundary, like the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. That's why we're placing it near the end of the loop. The ear-like structure, even in chaotic music, if the shift happens where the phrase naturally resolves, it feels bigger and more professional. If you want to make this into a full track idea, a simple DNB layout might be an intro, then a first drop with a roller bass line, then a switch-up section with more movement, and then a reset or breakdown. Keep the intro and outro a bit more stripped back so they're DJ-friendly. Less bass activity, more room for mixing, clearer phrasing. That's how your idea becomes usable in a real set, not just a loop. Before wrapping up, do a quick low-end check. Put utility on the bass bus and make sure the sub stays in mono. If your low-end feels wider than the drums, the mix can fall apart on bigger systems. Use EQ8 to clean the mid layer and keep it out of the sub's way. If the bass is masking the kick or snare, reduce the problem area instead of just turning everything down. And here's a really useful test. Mute the mid layer. If the track still grooves with just sub and drums, your foundation is strong. Then bring the mid back in and listen for contrast. That contrast is what makes the switch-up feel exciting. So remember the core idea today. A jungle switch-up is not just a sound change. It's a phrase change. It's rhythm, note length, octave movement, automation, and drum support working together, so the arrangement feels like it's evolving in real time. If you want to practice this properly, make a short 4-bar roller, duplicate it, then in the second version change one note length, one octave, and one rhythm placement. Add one drum fill, one small automation move, and listen back. If it feels like the track woke up, you're on the right track. Keep the sub simple. Let the mid-range do the talking. Think in phrases, not loops. And don't be afraid of space, because in DNB, space hits just as hard as motion. All right, let's make that bass line switch up and give the arrangement some serious energy.